This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India will not succumb to nuclear blackmail, warning Pakistan sternly and sending a clear message to the world in his address to the nation. After Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said terror and trade and terror and talks cannot go together. The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine.
Pehla, Bharat par aatanki hamla hua, to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se, apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. Har us jagah jaakar kathor karyawahi karenge, jahan se aatanki jade nikalti hain. Dusra, koi bhi nuclear blackmail Bharat nahi sahega. Nuclear blackmail ki aad mein panap rahe aatanki thikanon par, भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा। तीसरा, हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग-अलग नहीं देखेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism following the success of Operation Sindoor. He said Operation Sindoor has sent an unambiguous message to terrorist groups and their supporters that any attack on India and its citizens will be met with full force.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, न्याय की अखंड प्रतिज्ञा है। 6 मई की देर रात, 7 मई की सुबह पूरी दुनिया ने इस प्रतिज्ञा को परिणाम में बदलते देखा।
Mr. Modi said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan occupied Kashmir or POK.
अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी। अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी। पाकिस्तानी फौज, पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं, वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा। पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा। इसके अलावा शांति का कोई रास्ता नहीं है।
The Prime Minister said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Mr. Modi said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations.
Bharat ke drones, Bharat ki missiles ne सटीकता के साथ हमला किया। पाकिस्तानी वायुसेना के उन एयरबेस को नुकसान पहुंचाया, जिस पर पाकिस्तान को बहुत घमंड था। भारत की आक्रामक कार्रवाई के बाद पाकिस्तान बचने के रास्ते खोजने लगा। पाकिस्तान दुनिया भर में तनाव कम करने के लिए गुहार लगा रहा था और बुरी तरह पीटने के बाद इसी मजबूरी में 10 मई की दोपहर को पाकिस्तानी सेना ने हमारे डीजीएमओ को संपर्क किया। तब तक हम आतंकवाद के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को बड़े पैमाने पर तबाह कर चुके थे।
Mr. Modi pointed out that during Operation Sindoor, the world once again witnessed Pakistan's disturbing reality, with senior Pakistani military officials openly attending funerals of eliminated terrorists, proving Pakistan's deep involvement in state-sponsored terrorism, underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. Director General of Military Operation DGMO level talks were held between India and Pakistan yesterday evening. In a statement, the Indian Army said issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. Air India has said that in view of the latest developments and keeping passenger safety in mind, flights to and from Jammu, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Chandigarh and Rajkot are cancelled for today. In a social media post, the airline said it is monitoring the situation and will keep the passengers updated. For more information, people can call the airline contact center or visit their website. IndiGo Airline has also cancelled flights to and from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Amritsar, Chandigarh and Rajkot today. The operations remain normal at Delhi Airport. In a social media post, the airport said, due to changing airspace conditions and enhanced security measures mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, some flight schedules may be affected and security processing times could be longer. In Jammu and Kashmir, schools and colleges have been reopened in non-border districts. Education Minister Sakina Ittu informed this in a social media post yesterday. This decision was taken after a comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of the recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, the educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as the staff. The girls have once again outshone boys in the Central Board of Secondary Education Class 12 results, which was declared today. With over 91% girls having passed the exam, the girls have outperformed the boys by 5.94 percentage points. Transgender students recorded 100% results. This year, 88.39% of students have passed the board exams, an increase of 0.41 percentage points over the last year. A total of 16,92,794 students had appeared for the examinations this year. Students can access the results on the websites cbse.gov.in, results.nic.in, results.digilocker.gov.in and umang.gov.in. In the United Kingdom, the residency period needed to obtain permanent settlement in Britain has been extended from 5 to 10 years. Making this announcement, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the UK is at risk of becoming an island of strangers if stronger and stricter immigration curbs are not adopted. Addressing media, after releasing the immigration white paper, he also made it clear that the government is increasing the skill thresholds for migrant workers, raising the degree level required and tightening the English language requirements. He detailed the white paper sets out every area of the immigration system, the work and the family. The US has imposed sanctions on three Iranian nationals and one Iranian group linked to SPND, Iran's former nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said these individuals contributed to the spread of weapons of mass destruction. He accused Iran of enriching uranium to 60% and using front companies to hide efforts to obtain nuclear-related materials. Mr. Rubio added the sanctions aim to prevent Iran's nuclear weapons research and stop it from building a bomb. The move follows indirect U.S.-Iran nuclear talks in Oman. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order aimed at lowering drug prices, demanding that drug companies offer prices for prescription drugs comparable to those in other developed nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will establish a mechanism through which American patients can buy their drugs directly from manufacturers who sell to Americans at a most favored nation price, bypassing middlemen. Before departing for the Middle East, Trump told reporters at the White House that they are going to pay the lowest price that is there in the world. He said drug makers would have to lower their U.S. prices to the level paid by other developed countries or could face investigation. The India Meteorological Department has said that heat wave conditions are expected in Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand today. Hot and humid weather is also likely to prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Bihar, while in eastern Uttar Pradesh, warm night conditions are expected. The weathermen said light to moderate to heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is expected in various parts of northeastern, southern, western, central states and Odisha today. Extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Meghalaya. The domestic benchmark indices are trading negative territory today following geopolitical tensions. Sensex has declined about 750 points to 81,678, while Nifty dropped almost 170 points to 24,751. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced that the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 will resume on the 17th of this month after a week-long pause. And that is the end of this news bulletin.